From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Blood Fury from the Wilderness series by David Thompson. Now let's begin with Blood Fury. Chapter 1. Nathaniel King heard a twig snap and froze. All around him was the majestic scenery typical of the Rocky Mountains in the month of August. Caps of gleaming snow crowned the towering peaks that ringed the valley in which he was hunting. Cottonwoods, aspens, and pine trees grew in profusion along the banks of the narrow stream meandering from north to south. Ink-black ravens soared lazily high above his head. Sparrows chirped in a thicket to his left, and somewhere directly ahead, hidden in the undergrowth, was the black-tailed buck he'd been stalking for the better part of 2 hours. The strapping 19-year-old crouched and scanned the densest vegetation for his quarry. If he was right, he'd learn the lessons taught by his grizzled mentor properly, then the buck would be there. Deer usually spent a hot afternoon hidden in the shade, where they could rest, safe from predators, until they ventured out in the cool of the evening to forage in earnest. Nate's gaze strayed to the stream, which gurgled not more than a yard to his right, and he caught a glimpse of his reflection. His buckskins fit his broad shoulders and muscular frame loosely, allowing for adequate ventilation and unrestricted movement. An eagle feather, bestowed on him by a noted Cheyenne warrior, was tied securely to his long black hair, the quill pointing skyward. Slanted across his chest was a powder horn and a bullet pouch, and tucked under his brown leather belt were 2 flintlock pistols, one on each side of the buckle. On his left hip, nestled snug.